All right, so Coach, you got your first two conference wins of the season this past weekend over South Alabama and Lafayette. Just how does it feel to get some wins on your record, and how's that with the preparation for your Final Four conference games?
Anytime you can finally get the W, it's great. We were so close in so many matches leading up to this point, but to execute on our side of the net like we did, it was impressive, earning almost 20 points per set. So we really led the tempo of the game and executed high level.
Yeah, and as I say, you've dealt with some injuries and some other, it's just been a difficult year. But do you feel the relief in the players that they were able to finally get those two conferences, especially that South Alabama game, which looked like a formidable team that came in here?
Definitely. There's so much confidence that comes with just a W. Even if you don't play well, the W gives you confidence. And this is great because our players believed in our system and they executed it all the way through. At the beginning of the season, we really struggled when we got to 20 points and we would just make a lot of unforced errors. And this week, we did a great job of eliminating those unforced errors. And those come from hitting errors, serving errors, ball handling errors. And we were down to under 7%, which is a very clean game. And to maintain that for both matches was very good.
An upperclassman that has stepped up for you through these injuries and just transition has been Christina Stinson. She was named Conference Player of the Week. She had double-digit kills in both of your weekend matches. Discuss your contributions just to the team from last year, not really making much of an impact, to becoming really your top hitter over this past month or so.
She has, her work ethic off the court has been huge in taking care of her body through the bumps and bruises, and she's become such a smart player. Just using the block, seeing the game, seeing the court, she is a shot maker. You're not going to see her go up and crush a ball, but she's going to frustrate a defense because she can hit all shots, all angles, and she's just become a very smart player.
And just overall, discuss some of your younger players like Anna and Shea Chapman, who have really pushed some of the upperclassmen in getting this playing time. Is that something that intentionally during preseason when you had your, I think, six seniors, did you kind of expect to be at that stage where some of these younger players would be pushing these upperclassmen like this?
Well, it's always our job to continue to recruit higher than we already have on the team. And that is always a challenge from a recruiting aspect, but that's how you grow your team. And so for us, they battle every day in practice. And the one that puts up the numbers and creates an environment of winning and success and trust, they're the ones that are going to play. And our team has handled the competition very, very well. They're pushing each other and supporting each other at the same time. With Shay being in the middle and Anna being on the right side and Sarah taking over the setting position, it has been three freshmen that have made a huge impact, and then Crystal Lee coming in and playing a lot of minutes in that aspect of on the outside and the right side and adjusting to all the different positions that she's been playing. So it's been a good overall freshman battle.
How is it handling that, though? Because you did have such a strong, you still have a strong upperclassmen group, and incorporating the younger players in there. A lot of teams have issues with that. How have you created an environment that there hasn't been as much tension as far as that goes?
Well, setting roles, and everyone has the ability to compete in practice. And so fair competition and understanding what your strengths are and what areas you need to improve on. And that's the biggest thing. Reality for every player is sometimes hard to take, but once they know where they're currently at, they know what they need to improve on, and then it's back in their hands.
This weekend you have your final two home matches against Arkansas State and Georgia Southern. You're still in the race to get that final postseason spot, and it looks like that Georgia Southern contest will be a big factor in that. Discuss preparing the team for these final two home matches, dealing with the emotions of these upperclassmen playing their final home games, but then also realize, and then Georgia Southern at that big rivalry. Just how are you handling all of that as far as preparation goes?
Well, this is the best case scenario we can be in because we get to control our own destiny. And, you know, we're playing for every point. And that's what it's all about because against Arkansas State, number one team in the conference, tied for first place. And then Georgia Southern, a huge rivalry match, absolutely huge. They beat us in three there. You know, it definitely left a bad taste on all of our players, especially our seniors, and then come back and play a senior night.
Yeah.
And then finish off on Lafayette, who we played this past weekend, and then so we get to see Monroe the first time, the last match of the regular season. So that's going to be a huge match also, and a crazy schedule that we play one team, one time, the last match of the season.
Yeah, and just how important would it be, this is the last question, how important it would be to make that conference tournament? You made it last year, that was a, it seemed like it was a big accomplishment in your first year here, but obviously you have to make the tournament to make strides in the program, I'm assuming.
Heck yeah, you know, our goal at the beginning of the year was make the conference tournament and then battle for the championship, and that's where we're at. Now we control our own destiny.
Thank you.